Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. This bit comes from an article written by Marie Donlan, December 3rd, 2019, on the IEEE Global Spec Engineering 360 website. December, here where we live, gives us a personal familiarity with the topic of this science bit, icy roads. WSU researchers discover that grape waste is a proven roadway de-icer. A team of researchers from Washington State University, WSU, are turning waste from grape skins into a sustainable and economically friendly de-icer. Through a process of chemical degradation along with natural fermentation, the WSU team, led by graduate student Medhi Hanavar Nazari and WSU Civil Engineering and Environmental Engineering professor Xiangming Shi, use the chemicals from grape skin waste to develop the de-icer. According to the team, no waste grape skin de-icer outperformed other de-icers, including road salt, sodium chloride, salt brine, and beet juice, melting ice and snow faster without posing a threat to the nearby ecosystems and without corroding the concrete and asphalt roads. The damages incurred by roadways from snow and ice cost an estimated $5 billion a year in repairs. This is largely due to the corrosive nature of commercial de-icers that can damage metals, concrete, and asphalt. Likewise, in the long term, sodium chloride does not degrade. Instead, it is introduced to nearby bodies of water as runoff, threatening the aquatic species in those ecosystems. Some earlier researchers, in search of environmentally friendlier approaches to de-icing roads, have turned to beet juice as a possible de-icer because it reduces the corrosive nature of the commercial de-icers. However, when introduced to the nearby bodies of water, beet juice can deplete oxygen, thereby also disturbing the ecosystem. In addition to beet juice, researchers around the world are attempting to create other solutions, including researchers from Brunel University who are at work developing a salt-resistant roadway. Meanwhile, some municipalities have turned to other food products such as molasses, beer, cheese waste, and pickle brine for de-icing roadways. The grape skin waste method for de-icing roads is detailed in the Journal of Materials in Civil Engineering. I dug around a little, looking for more about using food waste to make de-icing chemicals to replace or reduce the amount of salt that gets laid on the roads in winter. The overall goal is to find something inexpensive that'll melt the ice as quickly as possible, stay on the road better than salt, and not degrade the road surface, and not be a pollutant to the environment. For a while, beet juice was thought to meet all those criteria as well as anything else. Beet juice was developed as a de-icer additive by the Minnesota Highway Department. This isn't surprising since the Red River Valley in northwest Minnesota is a big producer of sugar beets. The Washington State University grape waste may even be better. I'm not sure what Lake County Highway Department uses for de-icing, and I don't know how they decide when and how to lay the stuff down. I can say that I think they're doing a good job of de-icing on the 375 miles of roadways that they maintained, and I suspect that they minimize the amount of de-icing chemical that they use to achieve a good result. That makes good sense both from the environmental and financial perspectives. Goodbye for now until you hear me again on KTWH. Try to be safe out there on the roads. Remember that even if you are driving like a pro, you still have to watch out for the rest of us who may be driving stupid.